In New York, several men deported after the 9/11 attacks, deported after them, are back now to give legal depositions in a suit against the government. These are all Muslim immigrants swept up on suspicion after the attacks. Their federal lawsuit alleges they were illegally jailed and abused and then forgotten at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. And then, of course, they were deported. As NPR's Margot Adler reports, the case, Turkmen v. Ashcroft, began 4 years ago. It involves many more people who were thrown out of the country than that's just the few who are back to testify.
The case concerns some 800 mostly Muslim and South Asian men who were swept up in the days and weeks following the September 11th attacks. Many had simple immigration violations, overstaying visas, working without a green card. More than 80 of these men were jailed at the Metropolitan Detention Center between September 2001 and August 2002. They were classified as suspected terrorists and put in cell blocks usually reserved for dangerous criminals. The plaintiffs say they were interrogated, beaten, and denied access to phones and lawyers. Bill Goodman, the legal director of the Center for Constitutional Rights, says rights were violated since, according to the U.S. Constitution, someone arrested and held has the right to go before a judge.
None of these people were brought in front of any judge. They were basically left to rot at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. Or, as I said, months and months, in some cases 6 months.
The case names former Attorney General John Ashcroft, various FBI and immigration officials, as well as more than 20 prison guards. Although the Justice Department has not commented on the case, the government has always said 9/11 was a special circumstance. Richard Caro, a lawyer for one of the guards, Lieutenant Stuart Prey, says the lawyers for each guard were given only 15 minutes for their deposition. The complaint alleges that Lieutenant Prey dragged one plaintiff out of a van and allowed other officers to throw him against the wall and abuse him. But Caro said, remember the moment.
The officers were all told at the time that these were high-risk security detainees, potentially extremely violent. So, you know, the guards were very careful, very cautious, and they had to make sure they maintained control at all times.
Caro says his client is a good man who will be vindicated, but an investigation in 2003 by the Inspector General at the Justice Department found abuses at the Brooklyn Detention Center. Bill Goodman of the Center for Constitutional Rights says none of the detainees was ever charged with a crime. This may be the first time that immigrants deported from the U.S. have been allowed to return to participate in a lawsuit. When asked why these plaintiffs chose to come back to the U.S. to defend their case, Goodman said,
they love this country. They are not haters of Americans. They are would-be Americans, as so many of us have been at one time or another.
The men are in custody of federal marshals, confined to their hotel. They cannot talk with anyone, including the media. Food is brought in. The depositions are secret, but Bill Goodman held up hope that there would be a future release of the proceedings.
Once the depositions are over, we're going to consider whether to move to lift the protective order so that the public can know what happened here.
But at the moment, he said, he was not at liberty to even reveal the name of the hotel where the former detainees and lawyers are ensconced. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.